The singer Norah Jones has been wanting to sound different, a little edgy.
Come away with me in the night.
Which is not so easy when you have a voice like this.
Come away with me and I will write you a song.
That's the title track of Norah Jones' huge hit album from 2002. For her latest recording, she stepped away from the band that accompanied her on that and other albums. She broke up with Lee Alexander, her longtime collaborator and boyfriend. She recorded an album called The Fall, which is out today. Norah Jones wants to find different ways to use that achingly lovely voice.
If all we talk about is money, nothing will be funny, honey. And now that everyone's a critic, it's making my mascara running.
I think sonically, I really just wanted to change things up a little bit and try some different things. I wanted to use heavier drum grooves and experiment with some electronic keyboard sounds, which is I've never really done.
You have mentioned to somebody that you were inspired in some way by a Tom Waits album.
I've always been inspired by this album called Mule Variations. It's been one of my favorite albums since college. But for this record, I really wanted to work with some different people. I've had this great community of musicians in New York that I played with on my last three records. But I really felt like it was time for me to step outside of that and just try some new things. And I didn't know how to find everybody, so I needed a great producer to help me put it all together. And I started listening to albums that I love the way they sound, and that was the first one I listened to and looked at the back because I never thought to look at who engineered it, who produced it, or whatever. And I found my producer, Jakir King, because he engineered part of that record.
Can we listen to a little bit of one of the tracks from that album? It's called Cold Water, Tom Waits.
Police at the station and they don't look friendly when they don't look friendly when they don't. Blind or crippled, shoveled door, I'm reading the Bible for the wild boar.
When people think of Tom Waits' voice, maybe Norah Jones' voice is not the next voice that would they free associate to?
Well, duh. I mean, you know, I love Tom Waits. I don't expect myself to sing like him, but I guess, you know, when it comes to the instruments and the way everything sounds around him, it sounds so creaky and you can hear the dirt on the floor and you can hear the space and the air and you can hear all the instruments. Yet it's still got this interesting groove, and you can tell they layer stuff, and I think he has a lot of fun with recording.
It does sound like in that recording we just heard, it sounds like he's somewhere, he's in a room somewhere. You hear that?
Yeah, you can hear the room. And I think, truthfully, I've always kind of gone for a rougher sound, but I just never quite, it always ends up sounding, you know, kind of more sweet and smooth, because when you put my voice over something, it's different than putting Tom Waits' voice over something.
I could pick a couple of songs that sound a little edgier, like You Ruined Me, but I wonder if you would want to point me to what's a song that feels gritty to you on this album?
That's funny you would say You Ruined Me. People's impressions of things are, you know, often different from your own. I guess it kind of has something in it.
Maybe it's more of an emotional edge than a grittiness in the production.
Or maybe it's because I had allergies that day, so I sang really husky.
Did you really?
I did. Oh, I had them bad. It worked out for a few songs.
So which track did you say that feels gritty to you here?
I think Stuck has a cool vibe on it.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Stuck.
Oh, yeah, because I played a little guitar on this one. So I played the rhythm part, and it's a super Neil Young-inspired guitar part for sure.
You shove your way through the room from the street, and finally to me, you ask me what I'm drinking. My friend Johnny, tugging on my sleeve, asks if I want to leave. What I'm really thinking is
That recording also has that quality of you can hear the room, you hear a little bit of reverb there.
Yeah, it's nice. We chose a studio in New York where we wanted to get a good drum sound where you could kind of have that feeling. Sometimes you just have to make sure you're in the right room where you can capture all that sounds, you know, the creakiness and all that.
I'd like to listen a little bit to one more song here. It's called Man of the Hour.
It's him and me. That's what he said. But I can't choose between a vegan and a pothead. So I chose you because you're sweet. And you give me lots of loving. And you eat meat. And that's how you became my only man of the hour.
I'm trying to think of a way to ask this next question without giving away that the man of the hour is a dog, but there's just
yeah.
No way.
Well, I want people to know. Luckily, it's not a secret, but because the song is even funnier if you know up front that it's about a dog. So.
Yeah. Where'd that song come from?
I really wanted a dog.
But it's sort of a song about a breakup, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I went through one of those, too. And it was all around the same time. You know, girl loses boy, girl wants dog. You know how it goes.
Well, not personally, but yes, I get the idea. Did you get a dog?
I did. I got a great little dog.
What kind of dog?
He's like a manly, scruffy poodle. He's got his shaggy hair, and he looks kind of like Fozzie Bear.
Well, Nora Jones, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Nora Jones' new album is called The Fall.
In your message you said you were going to bed, but I'm not done with the night. So I stayed up and read, put your words in my head.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.